You're listening to New England Public Media. I'm Kari Ngiri. When it comes to baseball and the Boston Red Sox, there are few fans quite like Mike Noonan. The Northampton resident has traveled hundreds of miles every year for nearly six decades to watch the team play at Fenway Park. And he has the tickets to prove it.
My dad, my first game, I remember in 1961, he said, "Hey, anybody can say they went to a game, but if you have a ticket stub, you prove you went to a game." So I got a huge shoebox here at home, and I have over 1,000 ticket stubs from Red Sox games.
Moreover, Mike Noonan has been attending every Red Sox home opener for the past 52 years with the same two friends, Bruce Nimczyk and Kenny O'Brien. That is, until this year, when the pandemic forced Major League Baseball to play games without fans in the stands. Noonan says watching the team's home opener last Friday on television felt very, very strange.
But it was the right thing to do. I mean, I love baseball. It's my passion. But even if they said fans can attend, I don't think I would have gone. I mean, I'm being real safe. I mean, I'm barely leaving the house. But everybody's saying that we get an asterisk. A friend of mine is a retired judge, and he texts me and said, "Hey, the streak is still on. This doesn't count." Actually, there's nothing funny about it. It's awful. It's scary.
Did you and your two other friends who've been attending home openers since 68 get together this time to
actually
watch?
We didn't. We text each other during the games, but we haven't allowed anybody in our house. And my other two friends are being very careful, too. We probably should have done so. Well, it was a night game, too. If it was a day game, I bet you we would have gone somewhere and sat in the backyard, you know, listened to the game.
Do you have a favorite home opener memory? I mean, April, it's usually a cold time to be in the stands at Fenway.
It's awful. I bet you in 52 openers, we've had good weather for five games, maybe. It's awful. But it's fun, and it's part of it, you know, and we dress accordingly. Well, I have a number of favorites. Favorite being 68 because it was our first one, and the Red Sox raised the 67 pennant. 1975, Hank Aaron was playing for the Brewers, so I got to see Hank Aaron at Fenway Park, and Tony Caniglio was making a comeback, and Louis Tiant was pitching. So that was a very memorable one, and the team went on to win the American League pennant that year. The most exciting home opener, game-wise, was 1998 when Mo Vaughn hit a grand slam, bottom of the ninth. Red Sox scored seven runs to win 9-7. And I remember it was so cold, we almost left early. It's 7-2, three outs to go. One of my friends is a huge fan, but he now goes to one game a year, so it's his only game of the year. He says, we'll hang in there, and the Red Sox scored seven in the ninth to win it, so... But they're all fun, and it's more about the friendships and the, you know, we're in each other's weddings. We've been pallbearers at our parents' funerals, been through a lot together.
I know it's really early, but what's your sense of this year's team? How do you think they're going to do in a short season?
I'm always hopeful, but I don't think they're going to do very well. I mean, the pitching, I don't know what they're going to do about the pitching. You know, everybody's been traded or let go as free agents or hurt. I just don't have much hope, but I don't know if they're going to be able to make it. I hope the season gets through, but I don't know if they're going to be able to play 60 games.
Do you think it's a good idea to play this season?
Boy, that's a tough one. I want to see baseball, but I don't want to see anybody, you know, die. If whole teams come down with the virus, I mean, how can they continue?
Mike Noonan is a lifelong Red Sox fan from Northampton, and you're listening to New England Public Media.